Button up your lip, don't get yourself unstrung.
Harm may come
just from a slip of the tongue.
Don't talk about the weather.
Shh. It's a military secret.
Just keep your wits together.
Shh. That's the safest way to keep it.
These are critical times. Be careful of espionage.
In such critical times, you've got to watch out for sabotage.
If you must talk to someone,
don't give any information.
It's smart to be a dumb one. Simply change the conversation.
Let's just talk about love, 'cause that's what I'm thinking of. And
it's no military secret that I love you.
Funny how things can appear out the blue. As a child, I remember looking up at aeroplanes in the sky, and pretending I was instead looking down at tadpoles in a pond, the plane's condensation trail resembling a tiny tail. Recently though, as a grown-up, I noticed a trail I couldn't make head nor tail of. We'll be right back. this new kind of trail stretches on and on across the sky. Remaining hours after the plane has passed. These trails don't evaporate like the others. They expand. And spread across the sky. I was amazed and dismayed in summer days to realize there wasn't a natural cloud about. That what I had mistaken to be clouds was left by planes, completely polluting what should have been a clear sky. Turning blue to white. Blocking out the sun. The heat of the sun's rays through the haze intensifies. Now, I'm no expert, but one thing was for sure. These were no tadpoles. The short dissipating trails, familiar since childhood, were still around, and could be seen in stark contrast to the new persistent ones. I wondered how planes within approximately the same environment and altitude could produce such vastly dissimilar condensation trails. What made them so different? And why hadn't I seen or heard of them in my lifetime until now? Even stranger, the persistent trails were being laid down in patterns, in parallel lines. I witnessed the same planes do U-turns, flying back and forth, switching their trails on and off, creating a stack of parallel lines.